Chapter 40. Athena Helps the Greeks. The fighting continued, blood soaked the earth. The two armies clashed, and gods and goddesses swept across the battlefield, filling men's hearts with courage and fear. Athena came to Diomedes, one of the Greek warriors. She gave him strength greater than the other Greeks and sent him into battle, where he cut down the Trojans one after another. Athena saw Ares among the Trojans, his bloodlust encouraging them to greater killing. She went to him, took him by the hand, and said, "Brother, let us leave this battle to Zeus. Taking sides will only make him angry." Ares, who feared his father, agreed and followed her away from the battlefield. At that moment, the archer who had shot Menelaus, his name was Pandarus, drew his bow and shot Diomedes. The arrow hit him in the right shoulder, and blood covered his armor. Weakly he pulled the arrow out. Athena quickly ran to him. "Have strength, Diomedes," she said. "I have stopped the bleeding. Look now, I've also given you the ability to tell who is a god and who is a mortal. Don't fight the deathless gods. They are too powerful for you. Except for Aphrodite. Kill the little bitch if you see her." Athena had not forgiven Aphrodite after Paris had given her the golden apple. Meanwhile, Aeneas shouted at Pandarus, "Quick, Pandarus, shoot him again." Pandarus quickly drew his bow, but before he could shoot, Diomedes had thrown his spear at the archer. The spear split his nose, it split his teeth, smashed his jaw, and the tip came ripping out from under his chin. Then Diomedes picked up a great rock and threw it at Aeneas. It hit Aeneas's leg, tearing flesh and breaking bone. He fell to the ground. Pain clouded his vision. The world went black in front of his eyes.